And that's not what's being said here. And we'll look at it again when we turn the page over to Isaiah 61. But here's the deal. There is a word, penes, which means financially destitute. What we think of as poor. And you can find this word over in 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, I believe it's the 9th verse, where it says that he has dispersed abroad to the poor. Paul is quoting scripture there, that he has dispersed abroad to the poor. That's penes, and that's what this word, that word, means, is to be financially destitute. He has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor. Okay? Pitokas is not that word. You get a really good picture. This word, golly, I went through an awful lot of things trying to get it down to one or two words. Lacking would be one. Devoid would be another. And it can be of anything. Okay? But you get the picture out of the mouth of the master if you go look to Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, and what we refer to as the Beatitudes. Makarios, happy. Happy are the pitokos in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, right? If you look at the Amplified Bible, it gives you a great picture. In the Amplified Translation, it says, happy are those devoid of spirit, or those who are arrogant. Happy are those who are devoid of the arrogance of the spirit. You understand what's being said here? Remember when Jesus traveled around, those people who were arrogant of spirit, that meant they thought they already knew everything. They argued with him constantly. They came against him. They were arrogant in spirit. They were not willing to humble themselves, which again, when we look at the 61st chapter of Isaiah, first verse, that's the reason the Hebrew word there is humble or meek. So he came to proclaim or preach good news to the poor. He came to heal those broken in heart. Oh, let me give you another picture. I wrote that down. When we talk about those arrogant of spirit, if you want to see that in the New Testament form, you can look at Revelation, the 3rd chapter. Remember when at the church at Laodicea, he was speaking to the church there and he said, you think you got everything. In fact, you say you have need of nothing. And yet you are wretched and you're blind and you're destitute, right? And you better come to me. That's the arrogance of spirit. And you can't be that way if you expect to receive from God. You come to God, you know that he's the one that is, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And you come to him and you say, show me your ways. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth. Train me, because you know everything, and I don't. And then you listen and you watch to what he's telling you. So we're back into Luke 4 chapter. He has sent me to Eomai again to restore to health the broken in heart. Cardia. Many, many times I've told you that in the Hebrew teachings, cardia, the heart, is referred to as the seat of the intentions and motivations. Jesus came to restore to health those who had messed up, broken intentions and motivations, which was pretty much everybody, right? Sometimes you can have broken motivations mean you don't have any motivations. They just broke, you know? But your intentions, why you go about doing what you do, why you're motivated to be able to do what you do or to want to do what you do. Jesus, when it says the broken in heart, there's such a fullness there to what's being said. It's a whole lot more than just those few letters making those words on a page. The depth of what he came to accomplish and did accomplish, hopefully accomplished in you. So to proclaim a thesis, deliverance, liberty to the captives and recovering of sight, anablepsis. That literally means to look up to see. Anablepsis, to look up to see. Now, again, did Jesus heal the eyes of blind people? Yes, of course he did, okay? But when you look at that figuratively, you know, scripture says that we look up to see our salvation, right? We look up to see our salvation. You look up to see. Your eyes are opened so that you can see what's happening. Everybody there, or at least most of the people there, they were blind. Remember what he said? The blind will leave the blind. They'll both fall in a ditch. Why? Because they can't see. Okay? He wasn't talking about physical blind people falling into physical ditches. He was talking about people who can't see where they're going. They're walking around in the dark because they can't see. They're blind to the light that's all around them. This is what he came to open up so that they could see. Oh, to send forth the oppressed in, again, a thesis, in liberty.